here's a story from The World.
President Biden starts his calls to foreign leaders today. One of the first is expected to be Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This time, it's not just a courtesy call. The two are expected to discuss the Keystone XL pipeline, a project designed to transport crude oil from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. Trudeau is not happy about Biden's executive order this week canceling the project.
I brought up this issue in my very first conversation with President-elect Biden before Christmas. Our officials in Washington have continued to make the case for Keystone XL.
To discuss all things Keystone Pipeline, I'm joined by Catherine Harrison. She's a political scientist and environmental policy expert at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Catherine, for Canadians, how surprising was this decision from President Biden?
I think for some people it is surprising because there's been a lot of denial from politicians, but honestly, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone.
This pipeline is partly built and thousands of people have been working on it. The Premier of Alberta, Jason Kenney, had some strong words at a press conference this week.
This is a gut punch for the Canadian and Alberta economies. Sadly, it is an insult directed at the United States' most important ally and trading partner on day one of a new administration.
Why is this pipeline so important to Premier Kenney?
I think there are a lot of reasons. The oil industry is extremely important in Alberta as a source of employment, but also the oil that will flow through the pipeline is owned by Alberta. So the provincial government relies very heavily on royalties paid by oil companies for production of that oil. And finally, Mr. Kenney's government invested in the pipeline at a time that the project was struggling, couldn't find private sector investment. So I think Mr. Kenney's outrage now is in part shifting blame and trying to overcome what has really been a quite embarrassing failure to manage his own taxpayers' money.
Does Justin Trudeau's kind of flip-flopping on pipelines in terms of the ones he'll support and the ones he doesn't, does that make this rejection by Biden of the Keystone pipeline, does it in some ways give Trudeau some political space to be bolder at home or to kind of lick his wounds a bit?
Trudeau's climate policy has been a very complicated one. On one hand, the Trudeau government has adopted some very good policies to address Canada's own emissions. On the other hand, the Trudeau government has also been supportive of expanded production of Canadian oil and export. The interesting question right now is to what degree Trudeau will end up owning the failure, the rejection of the Keystone XL pipeline, even as he may get credit for some of his climate policies, or whether in fact it will be a wake-up call for Canada's oil industry that perhaps as the rest of the world takes action on climate change, markets for our very carbon-intensive oil will evaporate fairly quickly. In saying no to Keystone XL, President Biden is saying he doesn't want to increase imports from Canada even further. They are not shutting down the existing pipelines. So Canada exports about 4 million barrels of oil per day, and that's not going to change overnight.
Catherine Harrison is a political scientist and environmental policy expert at the University of British Columbia. Catherine, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
From PRX.